It's Ernie Goldbach, and I'm talking to you from Ireland, and Shadow the cat is sleeping on top of a small post pillar in a little mat. Her buddy, Luna the white cat, is looking at the door, wondering should she go out. Dylan's having pasta carbonara. I'm trying to make a Whirlpool electronic oven work. It's failed, so it's not turning on. The heating elements aren't turning on. In this rented house, we made an offer of 183,000 euro for a bungalow. Mia, the 10-year-old, wonders, why a bungalow? She likes stairs and the idea of having at least two, if not three, bathrooms. We have a three-bathroom house right now. We'll go down back down to a one-bathroom house, and we know this. It means flushing the toilet with a plunger at least once a week because some of the kids use half a roll of toilet paper on occasion. Right. Let's experiment with Anchor, starting with call in from Barbara KB. Here we go.
And of course, the other big test, Mr. Bernie, is will you get this call in from me by my using Anchor version 2 on the iPad? So this is the version 2 of Anchor for the iPad. Because evidently version 3, you can do this, I guess, version 3 on the iPad. You can call people. Let's see if you get this notification. And let's see if you could post this call-in to me on your station. I bet it still works. I think this whole thing just still works in here. We could make this the Bernie, Barbara, and occasional person. How many people still come in here? There's this guy, Marcus Goodman. Poor guy. He's talking about some sort of MBA trades. He seems rather passionate about it. But he has no idea that I think I'm the only person listening. It looks like maybe you and Eli listen too. Should we tell him? I wonder.
So, Barbara, good running into you over here on Anchor version 2. You've got an iPad version of it. We have an iPad version of version 3. I don't think I can go backwards to 2 like you've just done with version 2 on the iPad. Nice one. I've got version 2 on the Android phone. I got notified on my handset that you made a call or you did something. Can't remember what it was. Made an episode. You did something. What did you do? Not sure what you did the other day, but it came to me as a notification. I had 3 open, and I couldn't see what that meant. Then I thought, my God, she must be on 2. And then I saw you were publishing an episode on 2. So I guess the notification I got was the fact that you published, well, you echoed me. I think that's what I was notified about. Today, I'm making this clip because I don't remember getting notified that you called in. I don't know. My phone's being weird. I have to reset it several times, so maybe I'll go back and look. But I do see that you did call in, and thank you, Barbara, for that. Thanks for singing happy birthday to Tim Arenado on his birthday. I need to do that now. It's a day late, but why not? And then I see there's a call from Eli Garf. We'll listen to him all the way from Japan. But in the meantime, this short little episode, and I'm going to make this into an episode, kind of shows that you can do too. With iPad and Android. Thanks, Barbara.
Hey, Bernie, this is Eli on the 19th of July, Thursday here. It's, wow, it's crazy. I was about to delete version 2 from my iPhone, and I checked my station, and it showed an episode that I put up from version 3 yesterday for Paul Omani. And, because I haven't been able to contact people. The only way, I think, to contact people is through the I forget. My brain isn't functioning. It's so hot here. I hope you're doing well. I sent you 2 requests, text requests. Let me know if you got them. Call with friends feature. So, like, I'm going to contact everybody, and I'm just locked out. But I was going to put version 3 on the phone, but that guess I'm not going to do that now. How's it going? You still have version 2? Bye-bye for now.
Eli, I have to look back. I don't think I'm getting notified about comments. I'll have to look at that. I sent you a request via the black bar on Anchor. Make a request. I think it just pumps you a text request, like you say. Now you got me curious. I have to see whether people make comments on the segments I put up. But then, don't they scrub away? You can't see them anymore? Okay, I'm gonna look back on my comments, see if you're there. I'm gonna make what I've just done into an episode after I sing a special one to Tim Araneta. It's his birthday. I missed it by a day. And there you go. Barbara KB is here. There's someone else selling financial instruments. I need to call Barbara and ask her who that is so I can follow that person. And there you go. Version 2. It's back. Maybe. I have a Whirlpool electronic oven. That means it has a control panel that you can dial in all kinds of stuff, from temperature to modes to times that it uses certain modes. And it doesn't want to heat, which is a problem. Dylan and I returned from watching the trains cross a level crossing to see suds and water on the floor in our utility room. The washer overflowed. Not sure why. However, since I started listening to Eli Garf, Paul Manny singing to Tim Araneta, and Barbara KB ruminating about the value of social, it appears I've restored operations to my washer machine. Yippee-yay. I'm not sure how that happened. I'm not sure why it overflowed. It was a mess. I had to clean up the floor. Lots of suds are still here. A lot of suds. Maybe the detergent I'm using is too high of a concentrate value, and it just sudsed up. And it didn't allow the rinse cycle to happen. I don't know. Anyway, no oven, which is a problem. No dishwasher, which is a problem. I hope the fridge or freezer doesn't fail now. All these appliances are approximately 10 years old, so we're reaching a natural lifespan for some of them. I was meant to do a lot of things using Drupal today. I haven't done a thing since I got up at 7. Oh God, back to work, maybe. Gotta wash the dishes by hand. Take a short wash and put it into a dryer. Our condenser dryer still works. And who knows, maybe even version 2 of Anchor works. I'm going to make whatever I just said here on the call-ins that followed into an episode. But first, let me think about a woman in Perth, Georgie G, who was doing an ancestry lookup. And it resulted in a question, a curiosity of sorts, from Paul Omani. Paul, what were you saying about Georgie's DNA?
We're all waiting to hear the results of Georgie D's DNA test. And a lot of people in Cork are putting money on different options. Now, the 6-1, which is quite a good, odds, are that Georgie D has a substantial amount of Italian in her. The front runner is that she has French in her and Irish, and they're 3-1 each of those.
Okay, there you are, Paul. Georgie shows up. Maybe she'll give us a rundown of the Welsh Scandinavian roots of her heritage. Yeah, I'm less Slavic than I thought, as Irish as I thought, with a lot of Northern Irish suggested in my gene pool, Scots-Irish, which is consistent with the area I grew up in, Pennsylvania. Okay, happy birthday, Tim Araneta, if you're listening. I'm going to publish all this stuff to more listening on version 2, is what I'll call it. If you're listening on version 3 or on Pocket Casts or any other good podcast podcatcher, let me know. I am Top Gold on good social networks. You can ping me on, say, Instagram or Twitter, or just by visiting insideview.ie, my website. Thanks. Bye for now.
Bernie, I am so confused. I didn't even realize that Anchor version 2 had any people on it anymore. Wow. It's so interesting to hear you talk about those other platforms and that you're listening from other ones like Pocket Cast and such. It didn't even occur to me. I forgot that some of the Anchor version 2 people could be doing that, right? And I just don't have any way of knowing because it doesn't give me the names of them. But, and I have to say, this Anchor version 3 is kind of broken again. It keeps changing, and I'm trying to evolve with it. Change is the only thing certain, as you know. And now the background music doesn't work. But anyway, it's all fine. Thanks for listening.
Maria, yes. On version 2, you can hear people on version 3. If they post an episode on version 3, it often shows up in the version 2 episode playback area. And if a person in version 2 clicked on your episode that you made in version 3, you would probably get their name as a listener since they're inside of Anchor, making that connection to you. But I started Anchor with a whole bunch, more than 50 podcasts in my pockets already. I've gone through different kinds of podcast aggregators. From a Windows Phone user's point of view, iPhone, Android phone, and on my desktop. So I'm listening to different people, some of whom I've been listening to since 2004, when podcasts normally meant pocket personal on demand. And that's what pod meant back before iPods were invented. So I'm still listening to some of those people. They'd be Adam Curry, Dave Weiner, and about two other voices that occasionally pop up. Lots of them attach MP3 files to their websites. And through the feed readers that I use, I can tap on the audio clip, and play it right in my pocket. I use an app called Ino Reader, and it lets me play the media right from the harvested websites. That's old school. It's something I want to do, keep doing, because I got used to the voices. It's old school, and it works. So I know Anchor, when it iterates, the developers occasionally break the app in different places. But if you're compliant with how web feeds should work and how the content should drop into the ears of a lot of people who want to listen, well, then it'll just keep working. In the case of RSS feeds, really simple syndication, Anchor has them. I use them. So occasionally I may show up in one of your aggregated insights, one of your statistics, as another listener, other listener. Sometimes Anchor breaks out the type of listenership by Pocket Cast or Overcast or Google Play or Anchor. But the other listener category that Anchor has, originally I thought was bogus, but now I know by listening to my own stuff through different podcatchers, those other listener numbers are relatively documentally correct. They actually do indicate a listener. Since version 3 happened, I've dropped at least 10 average listeners a day, and I don't know exactly why. I think it's because I'm less active on Anchor, so people don't feel the need to tap the icon and see what's going on. I also pivoted the app. I shouldn't even be talking about the meta version of the meta data or the inside story about Anchor, because I'm trying to become known as like Underway in Ireland and have conversations people want to listen to about Ireland. But hey, you called in. I'm answering your question. And now I see there's another call you have. What's going on? You're listening to me a lot. I imagine inside of Anchor. Yeah, you have to be, because you're making calls to me. I'm over on different networks as Top Gold. I will have a website called topgold.ie. I used to be topgold.com back in 2006, but I didn't pay for the domain for a few years, and my provider gave it away to someone in Brazil, I think. Right. Now off to see what you're talking about. You're probably trying to get me back to version 3, aren't you?
Bernie, I have to share with you. There's been some conversation amongst some of the content creators on version 3 here about not being able to listen as much as we used to each other. There's not a lot of chatter going back and forth. So I really appreciate this little conversation right here, but it's not happening a lot because it's more difficult, frankly, to create content. If Anchor wants us to make more polished, organized, professional-sounding podcasts, episodes themselves, That's great. And some of the features, actually, I do like. But it is definitely more time-consuming. So you apologized and called yourself a bad listener, and I've gotten over it, and I just have to admit, I can't possibly listen as much as I used.
Hey, Maria, I think it's actually an art form to be able to have content you want to share, to listen to people who have content that you may not be interested in who call in, because it's two different metaphors. One's a content production broadcast type metaphor where you're sharing ideas, strong body, strong soul ideas, meditation, California weather, drum and bugle corps. I mean, just real life. You're sharing that, and then people will call in and they'll have a conversation about a technical issue or something that's weeks old. I know Duan Fridolario goes through this in terms of a production factory that he has in his head about, you know, how he's going to conjure up an episode. And if you're not in that flow, if you're not relevant to what he's doing, you might not feel guilty about not using the content maybe right away. But I think he occasionally goes back and gets it. And I'm the same way. Like, I'm lazy. So the app called Lemur is more of my thing. That's more like classic Anchor version 1. You don't have to moderate any of that stuff. You just come straight in with comment. The comment comes straight into you, and you don't embargo it. You don't have to worry about it. So it makes the listening part really easy. People listen to you, and then they tag along with some kind of comment, and it may or may not be relevant to what you talked about. But hey, they're in the flow, and probably sounds good, and it's less overhead. It's easier on the workflow. And that, I think, is probably the issue. It is a workflow problem where you got to figure out how to make all this stuff come together without mucking with it, without worrying about stuff. And I'm looking at pictures of cats, Mia's snapping pictures of two cats, one black, one white. I should actually make an audio episode all about our cats. They're both rehomed. One's called Shadow, the other one's called Luna. And they were both abandoned by their mothers or abandoned by their owners. That's part of real life. And that's the other thing. If you're going to balance all this audio stuff, and all of a sudden it got more difficult because of the complexities of the app offered by Anchor, well, then maybe you won't make as much content. And maybe you won't engage as much listening. And maybe you won't engage in much conversation. And all of a sudden now, the basic premise for what might have gotten you here on Anchor goes away. You're less likely to engage with people because it's just so hard to do, you know? Yeah, thanks for offering the comment here underway in Ireland. I got to get back over to a web content provider that I work with and actually make my website underway.ie live so it can complement this Anchor flow. That's the goal. Just like you have, Maria, Strong Body, Strong Soul. Is that the URL? Strongbodystrongsoul.com? I think you said it was. I bet I can type it in. What I'm using right now is a laptop to talk to you. And it's pretty cool. Easy. Except if there's no pause on the recording. So what happens then is you end up deleting what you just did. You don't save the changes. Yeah, Strong Body, Strong Soul. If you're bored with me, Bernie, Top Quote on Good Social Networks, head on over to Strong Body, Strong Soul and get your uplifting. Okay, and while I was running across there, the Strong Body, Strong Soul, Carl Sagan flew in Inspirato Projecto. I'm trying to figure out a little bit of Dr. Demento, a little bit of National Lampoon, a little bit of Alan Watts. Huh. What were you called before, Inspirato Projecto? Bernie asks. Can you let me know? Actually, I could go through the episodes, try to figure it out, couldn't I? Wizardry School, UFOs, AI, David Lynch, Inspirato Projecto. Hey, coming up with an endorsement. We all need good endorsements, don't we?
Underway in Ireland is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to while I am out here on the Jupiterian base in the middle of the planet. We frequently listen to your podcast. We get yuck yucks, chortles, guffaws, giggles, and other kinds of laughing adjectives. We believe that you are the best podcast to listen to while repairing Jupiterian land buggies. It's the best kind of podcast to listen to. Our technicians love it, I love it, and we fully endorse you.
So, Bernie, one last call-in. One of the things I've been trying to do on my show is to encourage those listeners that are outside the Anchor platform to join, to download the Anchor app, because I really do feel like we need more listeners within the app. I'm trying to encourage people to come into the app without the pressure of thinking that they need to broadcast at all. I don't want them to broadcast. I remember a long time ago when I first got on here, everybody was all trying to encourage Anchor to grow. They wanted more people, more podcasters. But you know what? I think we need to grow and we need more people in the app, but we need them to be listeners and not necessarily creators.
Hey, Maria, I think you're onto something there about bring them into the app and let people know it's a conversation tool. For me, it's not a good listening tool because it's me with an iPhone 6 and the app sometimes crashes. Just crashes. I hate it when it happens that way. So in the background, you hear my niece Lucy trying to call on FaceTime, but I'm ignoring her because my daughter, Mia, should be able to pick it up. Yeah, the app is a communication platform, but you know what's happened? A lot of the old school people that have been around since version one of Anchor, so they've been on the app for, 2 years or so, they communicate across other forms of media. It's like a transmedia flow. I run into them on Instagram, making comments back and forth. I point them back to Waves or to other audio clips on Lemur, another platform that's more social, but definitely less functional than Anchor. Here's the thing you might have considered about bringing them into the other listeners into your app, into the Anchor app experience. The data gathering will be much more robust if someone listens or has to listen inside the app. It's not beyond my thought. I do think that Anchor will go to an acquisition model. Someone will buy the technology and roll it into something else, or they'll go to a paid model, and for you to continue to produce content, you have to pay them probably $10 a month. That's been my experience with Audio Boom, an app that's done that. And so the other thing is this, the big thing is this, if you're forcing people to listen only inside the app, you're giving them a chance to potentially make a call into you, and you're getting really good statistics on them. By a minor modification of the app, Anchor could let you know where someone stops listening in your flow. It'll be hard to do, but it is possible. You have to change the way they download content. Because right now, Anchor tries to stream content to you. I can see it on my battery and my data flow. So as you're listening to Anchor clips, the next clip's coming in behind the scenes seamlessly, which allows you to have this radio-like experience. Does use more data and more battery when it does it. And you can fool the statistics into whether someone's actually listened to a whole segment. I think in my past experience, listening to 3 to 4 seconds of an Anchor clip would toggle it as a listen. So if you had a 15-minute segment, someone listened to 4 or 5 seconds, it would still count as someone listening to the whole bunch of stuff you said. But back to what you're saying, yeah, bring people into Anchor so they can converse inside of Anchor and have this tight little community. Yeah, that's one way of doing it. The other way is where I think most of the population is. If they want to listen to you, they're going to Google for your brand name, or they're going to ask their voice assistant for your brand name, and they'll bring it in on TuneIn Radio or Spotify or something else. That's where I think the big audience is. Yeah, let's see what happens, whether Anchor's around in 2 more years and whether it's still a free system. That's what I'm interested in. How long is their runway? Definitely paying a lot more wages now with the team that they assembled. And they're certainly iterating the app pretty fast, even though it does break a lot more. Thanks, Maria, for sharing your thoughts.